Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. What a great time of the year for fans of Maryland's farmers markets. This is high summer, and the stalls in the marketplace are groaning with fresh produce. I made a tour of the Waverly Market last week and took some notes, and Chef Jerry Pellegrino, at this time of year, if you can't find it in the market, you really don't need it.
Well, and you know, this time of year compared to last time of year?
Whoa.
I mean, gosh, year, this has been almost a picture-perfect growing season.
Yeah, I've been talking to the farmers. Of course, they will find something to complain about.
Well, they're farmers.
They're farmers. That's what they do.
Yes, I understand.
But no, by and large, things are really,
oh,
really
my God.
Doing
I mean,
well.
It's been such a great spring, such a lovely rainy, sunny, perfect pattern.
Yeah.
And so really, we are, I think, at the epitome of what we should really expect to see in the market.
That's right. And the first thing I'm going to look for in the beginning of the summer are the big three. That's going to be white corn, cantaloupe, and tomatoes.
Yes.
And they're there, and they're going to be in abundance for
sure. For sure.
Especially from the guys
from down south.
Yep.
On the eastern shore. In a few weeks, we'll start seeing some more northern tomatoes and things like that. But sure, the eastern shore guys, they're pop.
Right. Now, the eastern shore guys tend to do the big boy tomatoes and the beefsteak tomatoes.
Correct. They're not a big heirloom fan.
So, but the heirlooms are on the way. And
The big tomatoes are the ones that you want to slice for every sandwich you can fathom.
I had one today. It was great.
Yeah. I mean, BLTs. Pan-fried crab cakes with a big slice of that type of beefsteak tomato. Those are the tomatoes that you're putting on your burgers. You're having a barbecue. That's what you want.
Right. Cherry tomatoes are now out there.
And we'll see them.
What a great variety we have.
Yeah.
Great assortment of those. There's some other regulars that are out in force. Brussels sprouts.
Yep.
Spring onions still around. Cucumbers, green beans, and the yellow beans that I like so very much.
Wax beans.
The wax beans,
yeah, of course.
They're really, really fabulous.
Yeah.
Strawberries have pretty much faded from the scene.
Unfortunately.
But we have the other berries.
The bush berries.
Right. Blueberries, raspberries, blackberries, and people should look up some recipes for roly-polies and things like that and really enjoy these things. Health-conscious Marylanders are going to be happy to see no fewer than 5 varieties of kale out there. That's what I
got. Oh, I bet. I'm sure.
And I've actually been eating a little more kale, not to be trendy, but because I'm sort of like getting used to it.
Yeah, maybe that's it. And all our summer squashes are coming in like crazy. Zucchini, yellow squash, those types of things, which I love those.
I do too. Don't forget the patty pans because they're easy to overlook.
Right.
But these tiny little, very shapely little squashes are a great deal of fun.
Yep.
I like to cut them in half and grill them.
And we're starting to see our first batch of hot peppers.
Yes, yes.
Which, if you're a hot sauce maker, I mean, these are the best things you can buy.
Look for the Maryland fish peppers.
Yes.
They're kind of white in color.
Yep.
And they make a great, great sauce. Mushrooms are going gangbusters right now.
Surprisingly, with the lack of rain, they are, especially Kennett Square. They're on fire. Mm-hmm. If you go to the farmers market and you see the mushroom lady, you know she's got some great stuff.
Right. Chanterelles are just about finished, but there's plenty of other things. And then when it comes to fruit, we've been having a terrific growing season. Clingstone peaches, pears, nectarines are here in great variety, as are the cherries, both the tart.
Cherries are actually looking great.
They're looking great. Yeah. We don't always get that in Maryland.
Right.
So many different things to do when you go shopping at the farmer's market these days. It's high season.
Buy it all.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.